And we're coming in 3, 2, 1. Time once again to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you.
Glad to be here, Jay.
Always nice to come here on a Monday after a Buffalo Bills victory. This one, though, Matt, seemed unlikely for a long time on Sunday afternoon. What really kind of changed things around for the Bills?
Well, the team improved throughout the game. I think that was the most important thing to note. Kyle Orton started the game terribly. The first half, after watching it, I think a lot of people would scratch their heads and say, how could Manuel be doing any worse than this, particularly in that first half?
I may have thought that myself.
I think a lot of people did. He really, after the second half, made some adjustments, seemed to be a whole lot more accurate with his passing. But I think most importantly for him, they seemed to open the passing game up a little bit more. The one thing that troubled me going into the first half was just the fact that they really didn't give him many opportunities to throw the ball beyond 5 yards. And if you're the opposing defense, like the Lions, that's a very easy game plan to go up against and stop. And in the second half, they allowed him to open it up a little bit more. And when they gave him a little bit of leeway, he seemed to take advantage and do quite well with it.
It's so easy to focus on the quarterback, and much of the focus has been on quarterback in this early part of the Bills season. But in the end, the Bills only scored 17 points yesterday, but they held the Lions to 14 points. So the story really wasn't necessarily just about the quarterback.
Without question. The story of that game was won by their defense. It was an unbelievable defensive performance, particularly by Marcell Dareus. In my opinion, that was the best game of his career. He had 3 sacks, which for an interior lineman is mind-blowing. He collapsed the pocket against a really good quarterback, forcing the quarterback to throw very often off his back foot. A lot of inaccurate passes, which, again, is not something that you see a whole lot from Matthew Stafford. So I think a lot of credit goes to the defense and Marcell Dareus and Jerry Hughes. He had 2 sacks. So just a great performance on that side of the ball.
As you mentioned to us on Friday's Beyond the Playbook, in essence, it's the last game for the Wilson ownership of the team, and it comes in Detroit, Ralph Wilson's hometown. Have you had any more time to reflect on that?
Yeah, it was a very interesting series between the Bills and the Lions, particularly that the Lions are Wilson's hometown team and a team that he grew up loving. And going into this game, coincidentally, they were 4 wins and 4 losses and 1 tie. The series started in 1972 at War Memorial Stadium at a 21-21 tie. So it was, very fitting that it came right down to a final second kick to win the game and the Wilson's final game as ownership.
Now that does most likely turning over to the Pegulas this week. There's a vote that's going to take place. Most people that believe it's just a formality, but there is not necessarily opposition to the Pegulas, but there were people inside the NFL who maybe were looking for others to take over this franchise.
Jay, I'd say you couldn't write this stuff and make it up in terms of a perfect game for the Pegulas to be coming in as owners. It's against the Patriots, which are certainly our rivals as a fan base. But that being said, it also is against Bob Kraft and the Kraft family. And the Kraft family happened to be one of the chief supporters of Pegula's bidding rival, John Bon Jovi, throughout the bid process. So if there was ever a game you'd love to see the owner suit up and take the field, you got to think that for Pegula, even though this is the first game and it's going to be special all the way around, you got to think this might even be a little more special in the sense that, boy, would he love to beat Bob Kraft and the Patriots in his first game as Bills owner on Sunday.
Gives us something to talk about later this week, but on this Monday morning, thanks for taking us beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.
Matt Sabuda joins us every Monday and Friday, part of Morning Edition on WBFO.